Today's shir is Masechta Gittin, Daf Ayin Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph at the beginning of the Amud, at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Medes al Roish Hagag, if the woman was standing on top of the roof, Vizarkala, and her husband threw a get to her from the chotzer that was on bottom, says the Mishnah, Kimin Shigia, Lavir Hagag, once the get arrives at the airspace of the roof, Hareza Megureshes, she's already considered divorced, because the Mishnah, and we're going to learn in the Gemara, teaches us that the airspace of the Gag had the same halacha as the Gag. Tosfos points out that we learned on Daf Ayin Zayin a machlokes of Rav Oshi and Ula, if the woman who's receiving a get, because the get comes into a chatzar, has to actually be standing in the chatzar, or as long as the chatzar belongs to her, it's adequate. So Tosfos points out that it seems that our Mishnah is clearly indicating that for the chatzar to affect a get, the woman actually has to be there. So how will the opinion that says that the woman doesn't have to actually be there explain our Mishnah? So Tosfos says we have to understand that opinion will have to explain that our Mishnah doesn't mean that she's actually at the chatzar. As long as she owns the chatzar, that will be enough. However, the Maram Shif explains, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, in the Shir today in Mitzvah Shem, that the case of our Mishnah is referring to a case that this chatzar doesn't really belong to this woman. Rather, it's referring to a situation where a husband lent her the chatzar in order that she should be able to receive the get. Says the Maram Shif, in such a situation where she doesn't actually own the chatzar, she only received rights in the chatzar in order to receive her get, everybody will agree that she has to actually be standing in the chatzar. The Sefer Tiv HaGittin gives a different explanation. He says, as we've been learning, sometimes a woman consents to receiving her get. And sometimes the woman doesn't consent, but the halacha is the get is valid, because a get is valid bal karka. However, he points out that in a situation where the get is being given bal karka, and the get is not being given directly to her, it's only being placed in a chatzar, there everybody will agree that the only time the chatzar could be effective in the get being valid is if the woman is actually in the chatzar. If she will not actually be in the chatzar, if the get is being given by karcha, it will not be effective. Continues the Mishnah, Hum el mala v'him el mata. If he's on the roof and she's in the chatzar, v'zarkala, and he throws down the get to her, says the Mishnah, Kivin shiyotzim reshus hagag, as soon as the get leaves the area of the roof, even if nimchak or nisrach, if the get is erased or burnt before it actually drops into the chatzar, makes no difference. The get is a valid get, hareis megureshes, because clearly our Mishnah is teaching us that once the get arrives in the avir chatzar, the get is a valid get. And the Rishonim point out that this halacha that we learned now about nimchak or nisraf, that if the get gets burnt after it arrived in the avir chatzar, the get is still a valid get, also applies, they point out, to the reisha of the Mishnah in the situation where the get was thrown to the avir hagag. Again, as soon as it arrives to the avir hagag, even if it's nimchak or nisraf, prior to landing on the gag, the get will be a valid get. Ask the Gemara, why is the din that as soon as the get arrives Travir Hagag, the get is a valid get, Vloiminter, the get is not guarded because it's windy on top of the roof. So why is that considered a valid get? And that's the way Rashi explains our Gemara, and that's going to be the approach we will take in explaining our Gemara. It is, however, important to point out that other Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question is that it's a chotzer she'ena mishtameris, that this gag is a place that's not adequately protected, and that the halach is the Gemara is asking that such a get should not be a valid get when it's thrown into a chatzur she'ena mishtameres. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, we're talking about gag she'esh lo makaskinen. The roof has a fence around it, which prevents the get from being blown away by the wind. Ula b'amanash mishmei davimi Amar, hocha b'pachas mishloish yisomach l'gagaskinen. Our Mishnah is referring when the get has come within three tefachim of the roof, that the halacha is the kop hachs mishloish yisomach l'gag, when something is within three tefachim of the roof, it's ready as if it landed on the roof, kigag dami, because we apply the concept of lovud that says that anything that's within three tefachim is considered as if it's on the gag itself. And as the Chassam Sofer points out, these two explanations that we gave our Mishnah don't disagree with each other. They're just two different explanations of how to explain our Mishnah. I saw that the Paiskim, in applying this concept of lovud that we just said, that everything that's within three tefachim of the place where it's going to land, the halacha views it as if it landed already, they want to ask what would be the din regarding tefillin. They discuss if one is putting tefillin on the tefillin shorosh, as is the din that as soon as the tefillin shorosh come within three tefachim of the head, will that be considered that the person was already wearing the tefillin? And it would be relevant because we know the halacha is that one is not allowed to speak from when he puts on the tefillin shayad until he finishes putting on the tefillin shorosh. To the degree that not only is he not allowed to speak regular talk, but he's not allowed to even answer Amen or Amen Yeheshim Rabba Kedusha. So the question is, if the person is ready up to the place with a tefillin within three tefachim of his head, is that considered that he's wearing the tefillin, that certainly he would be able to answer an Amen or a Baruch, etc.? The Paiskim point out the Bi'ah Halacha speaks about the Shaila, and the Paiskim point out that certainly we don't apply the concept of Lovid in such a situation. And there's two explanations why. One is that putting on tefillin depends on an act. One has to put the tefillin on his head. And therefore, when do we say the concept of Lovid? When it doesn't require an act. Just so the Halacha says, as soon as it comes within three tefachim, it's as if it happened. But when I'm in the middle of putting on the tefillin, certainly it's not considered I put on tefillin until I actually put them on. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that the mitzvah is not just wearing tefillin. The mitzvah is to put on the tefillin. And putting on tefillin involves actually putting them on my head, and Lovid doesn't accomplish that. The Mishnah continued teaching us, Humal Mala, if the husband was on top, on the roof, and he throws the get to the bottom, the get is a valid get. Ask the Gemara the same question. Volayminter, as he's throwing the get from the roof to the chatzur, the wind is blowing, and the get is not adequately protected. Answers the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Kigay Shai Mechitzis Atachtoinis, Oitfes Al Yoinis. The easiest way of explaining the Gemara is that there's a house in the middle of a chatzur. The house is lower than the walls that are around that chatzur. And as soon as one throws something down from the roof of that house, it is protected by the walls that surround that chatzur. Says the Gemara, V'kenam Rav Loza Amar Boishia, that the situation of our Mishnah is K'goy Chayim Mechitzis HaTachtoinis Oitfos Elo Yoinis. V'ken Amar Ula Amar Rav Yoichran K'goy Chayim Mechitzis HaTachtoinis Oitfos Elo Yoinis. Amalei Rav Abel Ula. So Rav Abel said to Ula, Kaman, according to whom must we explain our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, he says, is following the opinion of Rebbe. Dama Kluta K'mishon Chadamya. We learned the opinion of Rebbe of Kluta in Masechet Shabbos. We know on Shabbos to be chayif for the melacha of a tzor, there has to be one of two situations. Either the person made an akira in Rishus HaYochid, picked something up in Rishus HaYochid, and placed it in the Rishus HaRabim, or that the person made an akira in the Rishus HaRabim, picked something up in the Rishus HaRabim, and carried it for Dalet Amis in the Rishus HaRabim, and then put it down. Seder Rabbanan, if one were throwing an item from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, with a Rishus HaRabim between the two Rishus HaYochids, the halacha would be that the person is potter, midaraisa, because he's thrown something from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid. Rebbe, however, says that if somebody throws something from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, passing through a Rishus HaRabim, the halacha is that he's chayiv. And Rebbe explains the reason being. Rebbe explains that the reason being, because we say kluta. Klut Kamishonche says that the item that was picked up in Rishus HaYochid, kluta was as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim, and then went again from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, so we have a situation that the person carried from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So our Gemara is suggesting that our Mishnah that says that as soon as something comes into the Avir HaChotzer, into the airspace of the Chotzer, it's considered as if it landed in the Chotzer, even though it didn't actually land in the Chotzer. And the explanation must be, because we follow the concept of Kluta. Amalei, so Ula said to Rababa, Afilu Tamei Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rabbanan, who do not subscribe to the concept of Kluta Masechta Shabbos. 4. At kamoi pligi rabbanan leidra rabbi elenya Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, there's a machloikis rabbi and the rabbanan if we follow the concept of kluta. Aval hocha mishim anturihu. The factor that counts in our Mishnah is the get being properly guarded in this chotzer, and that will create a situation that the get is a valid get for a comment if it's properly guarded. And says the Gemara, similar discussion. We can amar of asi amar of yoichan. The case of our Mishnah is kigon shali mechitzisach tach toynois oitvois al yoynus omle rab zeril rab asi kaman. Whose opinion is our Mishnah following that we say that as soon as it comes into avira chotzer, it's as if it landed in the chotzer? Krebi dama kluta kamishon chedamya omle, to which Rav Asi said to Rav Zeira, afilu tam rabbonin, our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of the rabbonin. For at kamoi pliga le rabbanan elin yishabbos, rabbanan argue on Rebbe only in Hilchos Shabbos if we apply the concept of kluta. Avahocha mishimin turihi. Here the factor is the get properly be guarded for kaminta, and it's being guarded as soon as it comes into the avir hachotzer. Rav Chaim Brisker explains what is the havamina in the Gemara, the havamina in the maskana in the Gemara of explaining the opinion of the rabbanan. So he says, as we have said previously, the Torah, when it speaks about the husband giving the wife the get, uses the words v'nosam biyoda. So the Gemara assumed in the Havmina that according to the Rabbanon, the only time it's considered that the get was given to her is it was actually given into her hand or actually placed into the chatzar. Anything else will not be considered that v'nosam biyoda was fulfilled. Only according to Rebbe that the Gemara think in the Havamina, who subscribes to the Havamina, to the concept of Kluta, to which the Gemara said that even the Rabbanon don't require that it should be actually biyada, it should actually be in the hands, rather as soon as it's within the mechitzas, within the walls, it's enough. Says the Gemara, Nimchak, if the get was erased before it reaches the courtyard, or was burnt before it reaches the courtyard, the get is still a valid get. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Lo Yishana El Shenimchik Derech Yerida. When do we say that if the get got burnt or erased, it's still a valid get? It is as the get was traveling downwards from the roof to the chotzer, it got burnt or erased, we say that as soon as it entered the airspace of the chotzer, it already became an effective get. However, says the Gemara, Avol nimcha derech aliyah, sometimes to throw something, first we have to throw it with a trajectory up, and after we throw it up, then it starts going down. Says the Gemara, loy. While it's traveling up, that's not when the get is effective. My tama, mikara loy lemincha koy. When it's on the way up, it's not on the direction to land. Only when it's in the direction to land in the chotzer, then it will be a valid get. Although, I did see an interesting machloikis hapoiskim, what will be if nothing happens to the get. That means the person threw up the get, and then the get stopped. First it went upwards, and then it went downwards, and then it landed fine. To what point will we say she is divorced from? The Beis Meir says, we say she's divorced from the moment the get started traveling downwards. However, the Beis Shmuel says that she's divorced already from the moment that the get even started traveling upwards. Because since we see that the get did ultimately safely drop into the chatzar, so even the throwing upwards, he suggests, is considered part of the throwing of the get, and the get will be a valid get from that moment. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if she accepted kedushin from someone else while the get was traveling upwards. If we say that the get is only effective while it's traveling downwards, before that the get is not effective. So if she accepted kedushin from somebody before it started traveling downwards, the get would not be a good get, because she cannot accept kedushin. She's still an Eishes Ish. However, if we say that the get is already effective, even from when he started throwing it upwards, then if she accepted kedushin during that time, it would be a valid acceptance of kedushin, because she's no longer an Eishes Ish. Nisraf, says the Gemara, if the get got burnt before landing in the chatzar, it's not an issue. Says the Gemara, Amar, Rav Nachman, Amar Bavua, Loi Shanel Shekodim Get Ledleika, that he started throwing the get into the chatzar before the fire broke out. Av Kodim Ledleika Leget, if the fire broke out before he started throwing out the throwing down the get, Loi, then the get would not be a good get. My tama, mikaro l'shreifa kozel. Since when he threw it, it was destined to be destroyed because the fire was already burning. That's not considered a valid transfer of a get, and even if it's in a downward motion, the get would not be a good get. Omer of Chizda, reshuyas chalukas legitin. If a husband gives a wife a place, a wife doesn't own her own chotzer, a wife doesn't own her own gag. He gives over the chatzar or the gag to his wife in order that she should have a place where to receive the get. If he gave one place, it doesn't mean he gave another place. However, the Mefarshim point out, even though we're going to begin now a sugya, is that true? If he gave her one space, does it mean he gave her another space? That's only, let's say, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, a gag and a chatzar. If he gave his wife the gag, does that mean he gave it a chotzer? If he gave it a chotzer, doesn't mean he gave it a gag. But certainly, as we've been learning from the Mishnah and the previous Gemaras, if he gave her the gag, the avir hagag is automatically included. If he gave it a chotzer, the avir hachotzer is automatically included. Amle rami chamele rava. Sraim b'chava said to rava, menole l'sabaha. From where does Rav Chizda know this? And Ram Bachama called him that name because a name, a very distinguished title, because it was his father-in-law. Amalei Masnisan he. We saw it, we can learn this thing from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, "Haysoy medes al roish hagag." If she's standing on the roof, Vizarkala, and the husband throws the get towards her, so Mishnah taught us, "Kimin shegiy get lavir hagag." As soon as the get reached the airspace of the roof, the halach is harezim megureshes. She's considered divorced. Ask the Gemara, but my iskinin, exactly what is the situation that our Mishnah is referring to? Ilema, the gag the da, the chotzer the da, that both the chotzer and the gag belong to her. So the question is, lamali avir agag? Why do we have to wait till the get arrives in the airspace of the gag for the get to be effective? If she owns the chotzer, so the get should be effective once it's in her chatzar. Elo, the gag the day, the chatzar the day. The Mishnah must be referring to the case that both the roof and the chatzar belong to the husband. Ask the Gemara, kigia la aviar gag my have it. So why is the get effective when it reaches the airspace of the gag? It's not her gag, it's the husband's gag. Elo, pshita, the way we have to understand the Mishnah, it's referring to a case, the gag the door, the chatzar the day. The roof belongs to her, the chatzar belongs to him. And therefore, in the chatzar, the get cannot be valid because the chatzar belongs to the husband. But as soon as the get arrives at the airspace of the gag, which belongs to the wife, she's divorced. Continues the Gemara. So now let's understand the Sefer. Aim a Sefer. It said in the Sefer, who milmal over here, milmato, if he's on top and she's on bottom, v'zarkalon, and he threw the get to her. So the aloch is, kivin shiyotzim rishus agag. As soon as the get exits the area of the gag, even if nimchak and nisraf, it's erased or burned before it lands in the chatzar, the aloch is, harez megureshes, she's divorced. Again, ask the Gemara, v'begag the dal for chatzar the day. If our Mishnah is referring to a case that the roof belongs to her and the chatzar belongs to him, amay megureshes, why is she divorced? The courtyard is not her property, it's his property. Ella, it must be, begag the day. It's referring to a case where the roof belongs to him, but the chatzar belongs to her, and therefore as soon as the gag arrives, and as soon as the get arrives in her avir, she's divorced. But ask the Gemara, if this is the way we're explaining the Mishnah, we have it the following situation, that the ratio is referring to gag the dah for chatzar the day, that she, in the ratio, she owns the gag, and the husband owns the chatzar, and the sefer, she owns the gag the day he owns the gag, and she owns the chatzar, chatzar the dah. It's difficult to explain that the ratio and sefer wants the Gemara to suggest are referring to such two different scenarios. Elav, it must be, the ashlamakim, that both the gag and the chatzar belong to the husband. But we're referring to a case that in order for the get to be effective, Ashlamakim, he lent her the space that she could receive her get there. And the Mishnah is teaching us, the Chad Makim Ashlanshi, the place that he lent her, that's the place that the get is effective. Trey Makimus, Lai Mashlanshi. But another spot, he didn't lend her. And therefore, if he lent her the get is only effective on the gag. And if he lent her the chatzar, only the get is only effective in the chatzar, says the Gemara Amalei, media area. This is not a conclusive proof. Dilma, hakadisa, hakadisa. We don't have to say that the two parts of the Mishnah are referring to the similar scenario. Reisha, we could say, is referring to a case of a gag di da, v'chatzar di day. And that's why the get is only effective when it comes into the airspace of the gag. Seif, on the other hand, is referring to a case that gag the day for chatzar the da, and that's why the get is only effective when it reaches her chatzar, and we don't have any proof to this question about if a person lends to his wife one place, does he automatically lend her the other place. However, Davni Meluim does say that we see from our Gemara that if the husband lends to his wife a chatzar, we don't limit it to a specific spot in the chatzar. Rather, it says anywhere in the chatzar, because when he throws the get from the roof to the chatzar, we don't know where in the chatzar it's going to land. So it must be that if he gave over the chatzar to her, he gave over the entire area of the chatzar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shalosh Midas Begitin, there are three halachas that we could extrapolate from our sugyas regarding Hilchos Gittin. The first is something that we already discussed previously in our shir. Hadam Rebbe, Kluta Kamisha Huncha. This concept that Rebbe said, Kluta Kamisha Huncha, or Pliga Rabbanan Lay, and Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. Hani Mili Lin Shabbos. Strictly in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rebbe and the Rabbanan disagree regarding Kluta. Aval Hocha, regarding Gittin Mishim and Turihu, the entire discussion is just this area that's guarded for a minter, and even the Rabbanan will subscribe to the concept of Kluta. Another din, Hadam Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda teaches us in Masechet Shabbos that if somebody nods Kanim Rishus Hayochid, if somebody put a pole into the ground of the Rishus Hayochid, Uberoshoi Trasko, on the top of this pole, he placed a tray, and then v'zark v'nachal gabov, somebody threw from the Rishus HaRabim something that landed on top of this tray, afilu gavoy meya ama, even if this pole is 100 amas tall, chayiv, it's considered as if he carried from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, because even though the Rishus HaRabim only goes up till 12 to 10 tefachim. Lefisher Rishus Hayochid Oyla Adulukia. The Rishus Hayochid goes all the way up to the sky, and therefore this is considered a full-fledged Rishus Hayochid. Says the Gemara, Han Mili Linyan Shabbos. This is only as far as Hilchus Shabbos are concerned. Avil Hacha. But regarding Hilchus Gittin, Mishimen Turihu, the fact that we want to see if it's considered a chotzer where she can receive a get, or it's not considered a chotzer where she can receive a get, it has to do with a turi, if it's a place that's guarded. For Halay Minter, this is an area that's not properly protected, an area that's so high up is exposed to the wind, and therefore, since it's exposed to the wind, we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year, that this is a situation of loiminter, not properly protected. Davin Balum says, it's not only an issue because of the fact that it's totally exposed, also because it's so high up, that it's 100 amas tall, that's why, very high up, that's why it cannot be considered an area that's a chotzer to receive a get. The third characteristic, the third din is Had Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Yamer Adam Begag Zeh V'yikel G'shamim Megag Shel Chaveri. We know that Shlomo HaMelech made a rule as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned. Midaraisa, one can carry from one Rosh HaSayachid to another Rosh HaSayachid. However, Shlomo HaMelech made a rule that a person cannot carry even from one Rosh HaYochid that belongs to me to a Rosh HaYochid that belongs to my neighbor, even if it doesn't involve carrying from one Rosh HaYochid to another Rosh HaYochid through the Rosh HaRabbi. Meaning, the example we'll use, the example of our Gemara, that we have two people who have connected houses, and they have flat roofs on top of the houses, so I'm not allowed to carry from my roof to my neighbor's attached roof. A person is not allowed to stand on one roof, and take rainwater or anything from my neighbor's roof. Just like we are separate houses, and I can't carry from one house to the other, rather Erev, kach the Yurim Chaluk Mamala, so too is the Halacha on the roof. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Linyan Shabbos, that two separate roofs, even if they're connected, are considered two separate Rishuyas. Avalin and Get, but we have, regarding a Get, if the husband owns both roofs, Mishum Kepedahu, the factor to look at, does the husband care? They want it specifically this roof versus another roof. And Bekula Haile Makapti Inchi, if the husband told the wife, my roof could serve as the area where you will receive the get, it makes no difference which roof the get falls on, the get will be a valid get if the both roofs are owned by the husband. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, Shtei Chatzer Zuluf Numazu. If we have two courtyards, one within the other, Pnimis Shalah V'Chatzaynis Shalai. The inner courtyard belongs to the wife, and the outer courtyard belongs to the husband. Umechitzes HaChitzaynis Oitves Al Pnimis. And the outer walls are taller than the inner walls. V'Zarkala. And he threw a get to her. Kivin shegia la'avim mechitzes chetzayna. As soon as the get reached even the walls of the outer yard, hareza megureshes. She's already considered divorced. My tama. What's the reason? Says the Gemara. Pnimis gufa b'mechitzes chetzayna komintra. The inner courtyard also is relying on the protection of the outer wall. And we have here a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the Gemara. We're going to first quote Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos Pshat is very simple. Since the inner courtyard is also protected by the outer walls, because the outer walls are taller than the inner walls, so those outer walls are considered already as if they're the mechitzes of Har Chatzar, And therefore, since they consider the mechitzas of our chatzar, says the Gemara, according to Tosfos's explanation, anything that falls within those mechitzas is as if it fell into the mechitzas, to avira of our chatzar, and that's why it's a valid get. Tosfos, however, Rashi, however, explains the Gemara differently. He says the case of this Gemara is where the woman has a right that if the outer mechitzas were to fall, she has a right to demand to her husband, a former husband, who owns that courtyard and those mechitzas, that he has to rebuild those mechitzas. So since she has such a strong connection to those mechitzas, that she has the right to demand that they be rebuilt, so the halacha views those mechitzas as if they're really her mechitzas, and therefore a get that falls within those mechitzas is as if they fell into her territory. The obvious question, which we'll pose and answer soon, is according to Rashi, the difference is, does she have a right to make a demand if those mechitzas felt that they should be rebuilt, versus if she doesn't have a right to make such a demand? So why doesn't the Gemara make that distinction? The Gemara is now going to speak about another case, about kupois, about containers. And the Mefarshim ask, according to Rashi's explanation, we should have said a much simpler, we don't have to bring in a case of containers. The Gemara could have said that when does this then apply? Only if she has the right to make this demand regarding the outer walls. But if she doesn't have the right to make this demand regarding the outer walls, then the din doesn't apply. What does the Gemara say? Masha ein ken bekupas. The din is regarding containers. Where we have shtei kupas zubetachsu. We have two containers that one is within the other. And we have a situation, pnimi shaloi v'chitzani shaloi. She owns the inner container, and the husband owns the outer container. V'zarkala, and he threw the get to her, teaches us abaya, afilo agil avya pnimis, even if the get comes into the airspace of the inner container, and migrations. My tama, daloi noch. And here too, we have machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain the Gemara. According to Rashi, for a container, for the woman's container to be considered a proper receptacle where the get should be valid, it has to actually touch the floor, the bottom of the container. It has to hit the bottom of the container. Otherwise, it's not a valid get. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that as it doesn't have to actually land on the bottom of the container. As soon as it comes into the airspace of the inner container, which is the container that she owns, the halacha is that she's divorced. However, what is the Gemara teaching us, says Tosfos? It has to come into the airspace of the inner container, and it's not enough that it should come into the airspace of the outer container. Now, after understanding the Gemara, with Rashi's explanation, we could answer the question that we asked earlier. We asked, according to Rashi's explanation, that the only time when we have those two walls is the get a valid get, is if the outer wall, she has a right to demand it being rebuilt. And we asked, so why does the Gemara make that distinction? So answer the Mefarshim, that according to Rashi, absolutely the Gemara could have made that distinction. But Rashi says that the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara wants to teach us another Chiddush. The Gemara wants to teach us a Chiddush that even though we've been learning a whole shiur today, that the airspace of an area is considered like the area itself, and therefore we would certainly believe that once it reached the airspace of the container, it should be a valid get, teaches us the Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation, that a container is different, and when it comes into the airspace of a container, it's not a valid get until it actually lands in the container. Although there are Rishonim that even if they subscribe to Rashi's explanation of our Gemara and say that the airspace of a woman's container is not adequate for the get to be effective until the rat actually lands in the container, they do point out that's only regarding Hilchus Kitten. But regarding Hilchus Kinyonim, there it could be that as soon as it comes into the airspace of somebody's container, it's going to be considered a valid Kinyon. Ask the Gemara, why in a situation that the inner container is owned by the wife, and the outer container is owned by the husband. So even according to Rashi's explanation, once it lands in the container, it would be a valid get. Ask the Gemara of a kinoch my havo. Even if it lands in the inner container, why isn't this a situation of Caleb Shalokeach Brishus Maichahu? We discussed in the previous year that if the wife's utensils or what bed we spoke in the previous year is in the husband's property, it wouldn't be a valid get. Answers the Gemara, Hakamai Skinen. We're referring to a situation, Bekupish Ein Lashalayim, that the outer container, the container that the husband owns, has no bottom, and therefore it's resting actually on the floor. Most of the Farshim say it's talking about the floor of a simta, an area where such a get could be effective. Furthermore, the Ritva points out that our Gemara has to be referring to a situation where she put down her container on this spot before the husband put down his container on this spot. Because if the husband first put down his container on this spot, as we learned in the previous year, it becomes his Dalet Amos, it becomes his territory, so to speak, and her putting down the container afterwards is too late. So it must be, that says the Ritva, that there are two factors to take into consideration here. Number one, as the Gemara just said explicitly, the husband's outer container doesn't have a bottom. And furthermore, it's referring to a situation that her container was placed here before his container. Says the Mishnah, B'shamay Omrim, Poyte Adam Ishta Beget Yoshin. A man could divorce his wife with an old get. The Mishnah will explain in a moment what that means. Or Beisila Oysim. However, Beisila says that a get Yoshin may not be used. Ezu get Yoshin. What is a get Yoshin? Kol Shnis Yachrimor Machash Shekosovo. If the husband and wife were left be Yichud after the get was written, so Beis Hillel are concerned that maybe they had relations, and the Gemara will explain what the repercussions of that is, and Beis Shammai are not concerned. Tosfos quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi, which is based on a Gemara we're going to learn in the last Daf of the Masechta on Daf Tzadik. Beis Shammai's opinion, we're going to learn, is Lo Yigarish Odomus Ishtoi, a husband should not divorce his wife, Elm Kain Matzba Ervestover, unless he found her to act immoral. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, holds that a person may divorce his wife, afilu higdiach tavshiloi, even if she burnt his food. So now we could understand their opinion. Beis Shammai is not concerned that the husband is going to have relations with his wife after he decided to divorce her, after he wrote her a get. Because why is he writing a get? The only time a husband writes a get for his wife, according to Beis Shammai, is when she did something immoral. Such a situation, such a husband will not have relations with his wife. However, according to Beis Hillel, a divorce can be given even for a relatively foolish reason. Higdiach tavshiloi. And certainly there, we have a concern that they're going to have relations afterwards, because there really wasn't any serious situation between them, and therefore Beis Hillel legitimately is concerned that they're going to have relations. And says the Gemara, B'maikamitzki, what is the basis of the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai samri, loy aminin, gzeru shem yoyim agit kodlamna. We're not concerned that they're going to have relations. And then when we look at the date of the get, and we look at the date, and we look when the child was born, we're going to see that the child was born after they got divorced. And therefore, people will accuse that this child was born out of wedlock. Or, if he's a Kohen, the halacha is that even though Yisrael may remarry his wife who he divorced, as long as she didn't marry someone else, a Kohen may not marry a Grusha, even if it's his own Grusha. And therefore, if he's a Kohen, there's a concern that people are going to say that this child is a Cholo. We're concerned that people are going to say that her divorce preceded the conception of the child, and therefore the child was born out of wedlock or is a chalal. The Rishonim asked the question, how could there be time between the writing of the get and the delivery of the get that we should be concerned that they had relations during that time. The date of the get is crucial. So the Bach explains, it's a little difficult to understand the Bach, that the case will be that the get was written in the morning, but it wasn't delivered until the end of the day, and during the day they had relations. But the question is, how would people figure out, according to the Bach, that they had relations specifically that day after the get was written? So therefore the Rashba explains that even though, as we've learned that we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow's shir, that you have to have a date in the get, if a get was sent by a shliach, the halach is that the date doesn't, we don't have to follow the date of the get. And that is the concern here, that the get was sent by a shliach, and therefore we don't really pay that much attention to this date, and therefore we have this concern. Says the Gemara, Omer of Abba Mishmu, Imnisis, Loitetze, that even according to Beis Hillel, if somebody got married based on this get, they don't have to get divorced. Vikid Amri, and others say, Omer Rab Abba Amishmul, in this Garsha, if they got divorced with such a get, Tinasa L'chatchila, she could rely on such a get, even L'chatchila, to get remarried. So the Rishonim ask a very interesting question. The Gemara Masech Yevam Staf Yodalad points out that even though there are a number of situations where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree regarding Gittin, regarding Erva, the Gemara says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not refrain from marrying people from each other's family because they would notify each other if on what halachic basis these children were born, what halachic situations arose in their yichus. And one example the Gemara gives is that a get yoshin, and according to Beis Shammai, a get yoshin we just learned is a valid get. According to Beis Hillel, a get yoshin is not a valid get. And Beis Shammai's family, if somebody from Beis Hillel was going to marry somebody from Beis Shammai, they would notify them that they got divorced with a get yoshin. Ask Taisus if our Gemara just taught us that even Beis Hillel, who is concerned about a get yoshin, agrees that you can rely on a get yoshin, so why did Beis Shammai have to notify Beis Hillel about the get yoshin? Did the evidence anyway acceptable? So the Rishash points out that we have to look into Rashi in our Gemara. Rashi in our Gemara, when he speaks about the get yoshin, says in this garsh beget yoshin for holach ba'al medina sayom. Rashi, he says, points out that the only time our Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel we could rely on a get yoshon is if the husband traveled overseas. So since he's not here, we rely on it. But in a case where he didn't travel overseas, Beis Hillel will not rely on a get yoshon. So now we can understand the Gemara Masech Yevamos. Beis Shammai was notifying Beis Hillel that this couple, that the there was a divorcee with a get yoshin, not in a situation where the husband traveled l'medina sayam, and therefore according to Beis Hillel such a get is not a valid get, and Beis Shammai holds that such a get is a valid get.